because I got extra skin in places where you would prefer me not to, I don't know what to tell you, because this is the body that God gave me and I can't change it. It is what it is.
Right.
And when we really realize that, when we really realize that people cannot do anything to us and that those are just words and that people are going to talk about us for the rest of our lives, good and bad, then that is literally what helps me to walk in confidence. Knowing that it's just words.
Welcome to season 5 of the Be Your Own Kind podcast, where we interview individuals that are basking in the lane they have created. To keep up with all things BYOK, visit our website at beyourownkind.com. While there, stop by the BYOK shop to grab our merch to add daily inspiration to your life. BYOK has also created a Facebook group that offers giveaways, business advice, and lots of laughs, and most importantly, sisterhood. Have time for a chat or to just get acquainted with your girl? Go to our site and click under bookings to set up a 30-minute coffee chat. Be sure to tune into the BYOK 2 Cents Live every Wednesday at 9:20 Central Standard Time on the BYOK Platform YouTube channel, or you can listen to us on Fluent Radio at www.fluentradio.com. Last but not least, if you love our content, please, please subscribe to our YouTube channel and share our episodes. Or if you feel so inclined, send a donation to our PayPal at paypal.me/BYOK24. Thank you for rocking with us. What is up, Stormy? How are you?
Hey, friend. I am doing absolutely amazing today.
That is amazing. Thank you for coming back on my show. I love this. I love this.
I'm glad to be here. Yes. I'm just trying to be my own kind.
I love that. I love that. For those, you know, for the people in the back, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have hair now. Since the last time I was here, I had a very short face, so I may look different. I'm just right now, recently been living a medium soft life that I love. I have a really great mate who helps me with things. So I've been able to do a little bit more of what I want to do in life and not necessarily what I gotta do. I'm walking in my purpose, you know, resting, because I've been had a surgery, but I've been singing still been doing natural hair with dreadlocks. I even took it upon myself to schedule doing some comedy for the first time in Chicago, so I'm excited about that. And I think I even talked about that last time when I was here doing comedy, and I did it in the ATL 3 times, and I got wonderful feedback. Great energy and good advice from vets in the game. And so that's what I'm doing now. Singing, marketing, doing hair, acting, auditioning, just doing a lot of what I love to do. Helping people. That's what I've been doing.
I love that. I love that, because our last title was about life after divorce, right? You know, starting over. And now I think that was what, like last year? And just within a year's time.
Maybe two years.
Well, just within 2 years time, it's like you started over and you glowing, girl. Like I love that you found a new love and everything. Like, and I feel like that's a testament to divorce is not like the end of your life, because I feel like that's a negative connotation, especially with women, not with men so much, but women. Like, you don't want to be an old maid, you don't want to be a divorcee, but if you're in a situation where you're not happy, is that really living? You know what I'm saying? So
exactly. Yeah. And I'm definitely happy now, and I'll be starting a music shed soon, so I'm happy with a lot of things that's going on in my life. I can't even really complain. It's been a while since I complained about something major, because I try really hard to be as positive as I can be and to think as positive as I can.
Yeah, you actually do. Like, she is like a sunny side up person. If you were egg, that's what you would be, like a sunny side
up. I love sunny side up eggs.
So what even made us even want to, we were on the phone like we normally are, and we'd be on the phone talking about all the random things and different topics and stuff like that. And we came across the topic of attraction. And I think I had made the statement of, when people see me, they see librarian and like preacher's wife. I'm like, no one ever walks up to me and said, "Ooh, you sexy," you know, and stuff like that. And she was just like, "Well, you have to exude sexy to come off." And you were saying how sexy is an attitude and it's all about confidence and things of that sort. So I thought it would be good for us to share this conversation with you guys and get your input, because that, I feel like that's a valid point. And so Stormy has come here today because she is very great with the laws of attraction, not just attracting yourself to a mate, but just attracting success, attracting opportunities, just being attractive overall, you know? And so I just want to start off with the question of, how do you even start? Like, what was your start? Well, have you always been like that? Or was that a journey that you worked up to being like that, or being, you know, well-versed in that?
Have I always been a positive person? I can't always say yes to that, because a lot of times in life when I was younger, I was led by fear. Mm-hmm. And so, like, a lot of times if I was afraid to do stuff, it's like I had courage, but in areas where I needed to have courage, I still lacked. I had courage when it came to me singing or entertaining. I didn't necessarily have the courage to make friends or the courage to step out on things outside of my comfort zone. So because I operated in fear, I feel like I attracted a lot of negative things and a lot of negative people, and or negative thoughts would cloud my mind and everything like that. So to be honest with you, I've always been outgoing and have a lot of charisma, but I did not walk fully into, I feel like, my purpose and positivity and manifesting and things like that up until a couple of years ago. So like maybe 4 years ago. And I started seeing things manifest for the positive and for the greater part of my life once I changed my mindset. And I'm not completely healed. I'm not positive 100%, but I think I'm more positive than I've ever been in my life right now.
Right. And perspective is everything, I feel, when it comes to attraction, because there was this quote by Oprah, like, whatever you pay the most attention to, that's pretty much how your mindset is. So if I'm always focusing on my lack, then I'm attracting more lack. You know what I'm saying? I'm attracting more loss.
Yep.
If I refocus to my gains, then I gain more. That's just kind of how that is. Like, it's tricky how you could be in the same situation, but with a different perspective, and it makes a whole total.
Yep. And I've been attracting a lot more positive people and people that mean me well, even if it's an attraction energy or whatever. They're people that are worth something. And not saying that people, that doesn't sound right. I don't want to say that there's people that aren't worth something, but people that are worth my time and that are going in the same direction as me, which is upward, I started attracting more of those type of people, men and women. So
I like that. I like that, because also the people you around. Because here's the thing about energy. I don't think people really know the extent of energy.
They don't. They don't.
Because people be like, "Oh, when I was fine until I hung out with this person." And yeah, you're blaming, like, well, that's because they be rat. No, sometimes ratchet people still have great energy, whatever ratchet mm-hmm. is, but, or quote unquote ghetto or whatever they want to call it. It's not about your personality, it's about your energy. And I feel like energy and personality are two different things to me, you know, because just because a person don't appear the way you feel like they should doesn't mean they're not about good energy. You know what I'm saying? I have talked to homeless people on the street that had a better mindset than people that or will to do. It's all about your mind. It's all about your mindset. So let's get back to energy. I just kind of feel like, you ever just been on the phone with somebody, you called them, you were in great mood, and then you got off and you're upset or you're sad and you're like, what the hell?
Or being in somebody's presence and your whole aura changed.
Yeah.
Simply because the energies just did not intertwine. And then I always say that it's like the God in me, like when I'm around people and all of a sudden it feels like a dark cloud is on me and I didn't feel that before. I just feel like our spirits are not meshing well.
And I feel like, I think it's okay until it's somebody that's close to you. You know, it's okay. Yeah. And when you meet a stranger, you're like, man, they energy off. But when it's an attachment to it, I feel like sometimes we go with that energy, even if it affects us because of the connection or the relationship that we have with that person.
And I remember one time in my life, I was the person with the negative energy, but I didn't realize it until I became more healed. And so then that's when I started to begin to work on myself.
So basically, when we talk about attraction, it feels like with anything, it has to start with how you feel about yourself before you even go into the area of other people, basically.
I believe so. I believe so, first.
Yeah, so anyway, the reason why I brought up energy is because one of the things you wanted to talk about was maintaining peace and happiness. And I feel like a lot of people that don't really know what's wrong with them because they picked up somebody else's problems or entertained somebody else's energy without, you know, letting it go. Like, it's one thing to listen to a person, but you got to leave it to that person when you get off the phone. Like, you can't just keep carrying other people's baggage, because I feel like we got our own stuff that we need to be carrying.
Yeah, my bag is too heavy already.
So what are ways you think that people can maintain their happiness and peace and ways that they don't have to like absorb everybody's energy all the time, you know?
Do so many things. Prayer. Some people do meditation. Journaling. Go for walks. I like to be by the water, to be honest with you. A lot of times, that's where I get my peace from. Mm-hmm. I remember when I lived in Atlanta, I struggled sometimes because there was no water around. Like, you would have to drive maybe, unless you want to go to Lake Lanier. And if you know anything about Lake Lanier, you don't want to go to Lake Lanier. So you have to travel maybe about 5 hours out of the way just to get to some water. So water gives me peace of mind. Listen to music, positive music that's uplifting and affirming. You know, it's, for me, it's my relationship with God. It's people, having people, you said, dealing without people. My relationship with God, listening to great music, writing, singing myself, and in around water keeps me peaceful.
Wait, let's backtrack. What's the rumor around Lake Lanier?
Supposedly, like, a lot of people have died there. And it was a man-made lake. And they say that, like, bad spirits are there. And freak accidents happen there often. Like, way too often. Like, if you read up on it, you'll see that it's not a good... People do not want to go to that lake. Bodies get sucked in and never come back. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Is that the lake that covered the Black Tail?
I'm not really sure if that's the case, but I think I heard of something like that.
Yeah, there was a Black town that turned into a, like, they just drowned the whole community.
And yeah, I think it is Lake Lanier, because they always talk about our ancestors.
Yeah, they pissed, and so they kill anybody that's on the lake. I mean, I would understand it, like, you kill the whole town, so anyway.
Yeah, unfortunately.
You know, sometimes when I think about history, that kind of disrupts my peace, you know, and then I kind of relate it to now, and I just be like,
in a peace.
Yeah, it just be so much microaggression, like little things that people say that kind of just piss me off. Like, number one, you're cute for a big girl. I'm cute for any girl. Don't say that stuff to no monster. Don't say that to me, like.
Right. Exactly.
You know, or I used to get a lot of comments when I used to work in Lafayette about my hair. You know, did your hair? Yeah, my hair grew all the way down to my knees overnight. Yes, this is my hair.
Like, how long are they going to ask that question?
Right, and I just kind of feel like we should be further than that. Like, it's 2023, and we're still focused on hair and body and this and that, and then people wonder why people have issues with themselves, and it's like, because when you're trying to be yourself, people still got something that they have to say about you. Like, with Lizzo, I feel like she wasn't bothering any, well, other people say she was bothering people, but prior to all the allegations, she was just being her and doing what she did to make her feel good about herself. And so many people were just kind of like, put some clothes on, blah, blah, blah. Like, but that's what makes her feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Because you're right. We gotta be our own kind.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's really like body positivity is not about, it's not just plus size. It's all sizes. Just be comfortable mm-hmm. with who you are, whatever size you are.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I really had to learn that. And you real comfortable in your skin too.
For the most part. Not every day, but for the most part.
Nah, love, you're being real modest. I'm talking about, she's a woman before her time. I feel like Lizzo emulated you. Like, I feel like she was in the club one day and saw you and was like, yes. Like, because you've always...
Nice if it was that way.
Huh?
I said it would be nice if it was that way around.
No, for real though, like, you've always been you. You've always embodied who you were, and that's why I wanted to talk about the law of attraction, because I feel like that's your secret. Like, you are who you are, even, and you're okay with being different. You're okay with wearing what other people be like, I wouldn't put that on, and you like, well, I will, and you step out there and you make it work, and you always look glamorous. And you know, and I feel like that's the superpower about you.
Thank you. I really do appreciate that. It's been a long time coming. I haven't always had this confidence. It was a long time that it took me to get here and not care about what people think. And I wouldn't even say that that's true, like, all the time. You know, if I gotta walk in my truth, I'm gonna walk in my truth. There are some days that I don't like the way my body looks, or I do wonder, like, oh, is somebody gonna say something about that? But then I have to give myself in that moment the same speech that I've been giving myself these years that has helped me to gain this confidence. At the end of the day, you cannot do anything to me. Like, you're not my parents, you are not God. And even they only got so much room to do whatever. God is the only one that can do whatever he wants to do to me. Right. So, because somebody, okay, like, I'll just be completely transparent with you all. I don't have the average curvy shaped body like a plus size woman. My stomach is a lot way bigger than my butt. And so, sometimes, and I don't have any hips. So sometimes when I go outside and I wear certain things, like maybe spandex, I'm like, oh, people might think I'm pregnant, or they might be talking about me because I'm not a hippie, or a hippie big girl, or a big girl with a big butt. But then I just like, and so what? And then they're gonna say something, and then what? Like, and if you that upset because I got extra skin in places where you would prefer me not to, I don't know what to tell you, because this is the body that God gave me, and I can't change it. It is what it is.
Right.
And when we really realize that, when we really realize that people cannot do anything to us and that those are just words and that people are going to talk about us for the rest of our lives, good and bad, then that is literally what helps me to walk in confidence. Knowing that it's just words. They're not going to put their hands on you because they don't like your body. And I mean, even in an extreme case that they do, then what you gonna do? You gonna fight back.
Yeah.
But I'm not finna be crying every day because somebody doesn't like my parents. I'm not finna stop living my life because somebody doesn't like my parents. That don't have nothing to do with me.
I love that. And I feel like that right there, I did read a study saying that most people don't live the life they want in fear of what people would think, especially their families. So many people don't live their life, or they're not who they want to be with, because they're trying to please their family. So they put their happiness over acceptance. And that's human nature, and that's crazy to me.
Right. It's like you living your life for other people, and for why? Because somebody is going to always have an issue. It's about what you, if you're not hurting anybody, go ahead and live your life the way you want to live it if you're an adult. So unfortunately, when you're a child, you still have to go according to what your parents want for you. But once you reach a certain age, live for yourself. You're going to wind up regretting it if you don't.
I love that, because there are people our age or older that are still looking or wanting that validation. And that's why I think it's important to learn how to self-validate. That way, when no one is around and no one is in your corner, shit, I'm still in my corner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like I should be my biggest advocate. Just like we can be our worst enemy, we could be our best friend too. We can turn around. And I have a lot of mirror talk conversations with me. Like, you know, I'm like, you could do this. Cut it out. You did this, you did this, you did that. Cut it out. You got this. You could do this, you know? And then it gets done. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I be confused about when we speak about attraction, because I don't think things be attracted to me. I think I just work my butt off and that just be the result of that. So when people talk about, I'm gonna be transparent. I don't get law of attraction. Like, I get like, which is why I was just like, what is it really? Because I feel like everything I've had to do, I had to work my butt off, and then that was the result of me working my butt off. It wasn't me just doors opening. I feel like I had to get a crowbar and jam it open. So that's why I just never understood that whole concept, really.
Well, it's kind of a little bit of both. It's almost like faith without works is dead. Right. Or also, if you want to think of it like this, like, have you ever worked your butt off really, really hard and you didn't get something that you wanted really bad, or you did not get far, or you know, like, you like, I did all of this work and I'm not getting what I want? It's because it, law of attraction. Because did you, maybe when you were doing it, you were working hard, did you believe that you were gonna get your payoff? Or maybe what you wanted was not what you were supposed to be getting, but you worked all that hard, you know, so therefore you're not attracting it because you're not supposed to have it, you know.
That, and that's the spiritual aspect, and I can get that, you know, where God, I want this, but everywhere I go, the doors are closing, because he's like, that's not the path we're gonna do. And so in that aspect, I do pray more for God to flow more in my life and let me not be so concrete all the time of, if it don't work out, I think that's just Gemini, if it don't work out the way I wanted to, life is over, you know. So I just had to learn to just flow. It's not like you're not gonna get there, you're just gonna take another avenue, another road, you know. And I still never saw that as attraction. I just saw that as just flowing with God's purpose and what he wants to be placed in my life. Because I feel like the more you try to work it, the harder it gets, you know, because it's based off your knowledge and your ceiling. When you can't be connected to people and you got to do everything yourself, or you telling God, I got it, go deal with somebody else. That whole self-righteous thing is what can make you hit a roadblock. But I never saw that as attraction. I always just saw that as flowing with God, you know, God's spirit or his purpose.
Mm-hmm. I get you.
Yeah. Yeah. So maybe that's one and the same.
What?
I just feel like there's one and the same, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, it just depends on how you choose to look at things. Like, you could look at it from a spiritual perspective or a scientific perspective, you know?
Yeah.
And I get, like, basically, you're saying that, but you believe more in the spiritual aspect of things. That's what I get up. I don't.
Yeah, but people still will manifest. They'll write something down every day. And it comes, and these are some people that don't even believe God exists, and they attract it. So it's something to manifesting where you believe in something so much that it comes. That's why I feel like you need perspective. Perspective, I think, it don't trump God, but it helps him a little bit, because if you have faith in him, you get out of his way, and then he can work it a little bit faster for you. But there are just people that say, look, Stormy, I'm finna be on the moon tomorrow. And then you call me, I can't talk to you right now, I'm on the moon. Like, just because they manifested that, you know? So I'm like, am I missing the mark? Like, am I not saying the right word?
I understand that. I do. I don't know. I think I had a chance to experience it both ways, like, because also goes back to, like, when people tease and they say, well, if you speak what you want, and I've been saying I'm rich all this time, why am I not rich, you know? But that's what I'm saying. It goes back to the whole thought process, like, do you truly believe it? Because I remember there was a time in my life where I didn't believe a lot of things that I was saying or that I wanted. And it wasn't happening for me because I didn't really believe it. But I'm at a point in my life now, these days, where I be having, like, crazy faith. And I believe in stuff with so much power that I literally started manifesting it. All kind of stuff. I just got a car recently. And I was like, I'm finna go try to get a new car. Knowing my situation. That basically my situation said I wasn't supposed to have a new car. But when I went in there and when I prepared myself to ask for it, I had a thought, like, I'm going home with a new car. Like, the whole time. And that I was very calm and at peace. I was like, I'm gonna get a new car. Now, the day that I went and applied, I didn't get a new car. But still in my mind, I still had peace, like, okay, it didn't work out. If it's meant to be, it will still work out. And the next day, I got a new car. So, I just think, and I'm starting to see so much more that happened in my life. So, I think it's about believing it, speaking it, and also trusting in the Most High to make it work. If it's in your will, if it's in for your life, and the way I'm living my life, I'm trying to do everything that God wants me to do. So I can't think that I'm doing everything he wants me to do and I'm not going to be blessed in it all.
Right. And what I love about what you said was, I didn't get that card that day, but I still had the faith. So even when we ask God to do something for us and he don't do it in the way we think he should, but we still have faith that he's going to do it, that is a whole nother level of faith, because we get stuck at rejection. We get stuck at, because it didn't work in this moment. And I think, I know that's my roadblock. We get stuck that it's not happening in that moment, and so we give up on it. Like, what, just ain't gonna happen? How about it's just not gonna happen now? So I love that perspective of, they didn't give me a car, but I'm still gonna get one.
Mm-hmm.
You tried again the next thing because that wasn't the car God wanted you to have. You know, no, I want you to have this. You know what I'm saying? And I love it. I feel like that's another level of faith, to be disappointed but still believe God will pull through.
I actually wasn't even disappointed though that time.
But it, because you know, there have been so
many times in my life where I was very disappointed. I didn't cry at dealerships. I didn't curse managers out. Because they told me I was going to get a car and I wound up not getting one. So I was angry.
Well,
I don't do that. Like, I don't do that no more. I don't do that no more. I'm changed. But yeah.
My bud thought it was funny too.
I say to myself, okay, it's gonna be all right. All right, let's go home.
But I feel like, I mean disappointment in the point of maybe you not personally being disappointed, but like you expected, maybe that's a better word, you expected to do it for it to happen that day. And when it didn't, you expected it the next day. Like you kept expecting that God was going to do this for you. And I feel like that's another level of faith. But going back to what you said about disappointments, sometimes when we go through those hard parts of life and we'd be like, Lord, why? You know, and then later on in life, those things that used to be mountains to you are pebbles. And I feel like sometimes he takes us through that just so we can, when we get in situations like, it's not that bad. I think that's the making of unbreakable faith, though. Because if he got me out of this, he could definitely give me a car. Like,
I recently caught COVID for the second time. And I'm not going to lie, me and God had a talk. I'm like, God, I've been going through too much, way too much. Mm-hmm. And why do I have COVID for the second time? There are people out here who haven't even gotten it for the first time. I'm over here with it with the second time. And, you know, put it in perspective, like you said, after he and I had that conversation, I shed some tears. And I was like, are you in the hospital dying like the first time that you got COVID? No. You know, can you breathe? Do you need oxygen like you did the last time? Every day, all day, you needed oxygen in order to breathe? No, you don't have to do that this time. You're not fearing for your life and calling out to God. You having a conversation with him right now. So, like, I couldn't do nothing but just fix my face and fix my faith.
I love it. You know what? While we're talking, I did try manifestation once and it did work. I forgot. I was talking to my mentor and she told me to just write something down and read it every day and ask God for it. Like, just say it every day, every day, every day. Now, of course, most people would ask for something small. I asked for $10,000. I said, I want $10,000 that I do not have to pay back.
Amen.
And for it to come out of nowhere. I didn't know if it was going to be in grant form, whatever. I said this thing every day, maybe for like, maybe 3 weeks to a month. And some days I'm like, man, you know, and then I still picked up the book and I still around like, because I'm like, I'm first of all in my mind, I'm like, you're asking for the impossible. You're not asking for like $10, $100. Like, you just want $10,000 to just fly out the sky.
Mm-hmm.
One of my clients gave me a bonus for $10,000 a month later. I kid you not.
I thank you. That's a blessing.
And when I got that money and I told God what I wanted it for, I did exactly what I told him I was going to do it for. It was for the simple fact, I was shocked myself. I was like,
thank you, God.
Thank you, God. I appreciate all the things that you've been doing for me. And I know that, you know, you were easy on your prices and I just want to give you something what you deserve. And she sent me $10,000.
Thank you, God.
Shocking.
That's such a blessing.
That is. And now that I'm talking to you, I feel like sometimes you got to go back and remember the evidence of God's work.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes we get clouded in our situation. I don't want to cry because, viewers, I'm going through a lot and I don't talk about it. But sometimes you be so clouded in your, I'm sorry, in your situation,
you forget
that God ain't forgot.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to perform a miracle.
Amen.
He's waiting on you to move the hell out the way.
Amen.
And let him perform the miracle. So maybe I should go back to my writing and stay focused, because if I have it on paper, I don't have time for my man to tell me that it is impossible. I totally forgot about that. I totally forgot that I just asked him for $10,000 for no reason. Another time, I asked him to help me to just give me money to pay off a loan, because it was just so much paying it for every 2 weeks. And I also got that money plus more to pay, and that loan was $5,000.
Thank you, God.
And I got exactly what I wanted. Like, and I did. And one thing about God, when you tell him, when you make a vow with God, you better do what you say you're going to do with it.
Yes,
it's
ma'am.
Better for you not to make a vow with God and break it. You know, like, then just do the vow. It's better to do what you say you're going to do, because if you're not going to do what you say you're going to do, don't make the vow. Because it's worse. Mm-hmm. Do that. So that's just a tidbit. I'm just saying, like, now I'm starting to think about
all the things he blessed you with.
So like, maybe I do manifest.
Mm-hmm.
20 minutes later, BYOK Dustin.
But that's okay. You got it. You got it. He had to send you a reminder, an epiphany.
Yeah. And so it's all about believing it. And I feel like that's why I keep mustard seeds on my desk at work, because it reminds me of the minimum that I need to trust in him. Not the max, the minimum. I just need you to trust me this much, and I'll move a mountain for you.
Amen.
If not, we're trying to get this awesome, fantastic. Nope, let's just start here. It'll grow over time, but I just need minimal for you to do that. You know, for me to work with you. So I don't know. Be encouraged, everybody.
Yes, be encouraged.
Sermon, you are such a blessing. Wait a minute, I forgot about the whole topic. The way of doing that in conversations, y'all, like, it'll be like
talking about the law of attraction and things like that.
I know what we're talking about. I'm saying, you always have a way of like making me remember stuff, because I forget a lot. I'll be like, I ain't never did that, and then like 10 minutes later I'll be like,
wish I could remember my own stuff like that.
I think that was God bringing it to the forefront, like, hey, you look, don't you have me out here looking bad. So yeah, but yeah. You know.
Basically.
Yeah, so I mean, I love that. And so this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. People often think anxiety looks one way, but it has many faces and many emotions that sometimes can be overwhelming and daunting. I know about this feeling all too well, because at a point, I felt powerless to my emotions, almost to the point of drowning in them. So I decided to seek out a therapist to later learn that I have generalized anxiety disorder. If you have been experiencing the same feeling, please know that BetterHelp is here to help. BetterHelp offers licensed therapists who are trained to listen and help you. You have the option of talking with a therapist in a private, online environment at your convenience. There is a broad range of expertise in BetterHelp's 20,000 plus therapist network that gives you access to help that may not be available in under 48 hours. All you have to do is fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs, and then you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. Then you will schedule secure video and phone sessions, plus you get to exchange unlimited messages, and everything you share is completely confidential. Thanks to therapy, I learned the tools that I needed to conquer my anxiety and over-obsessive thinking. I did it afraid, and I took that leap to talk with someone, to later learn that it was going to be okay and that I was going to be okay. Please know that you can request a new therapist at no additional charge anytime. Join the 3 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with an experienced BetterHelp therapist. And better yet, get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/BYOK. That's betterhelp.com/BYOK, because you deserve it. And so image. You also, because you didn't mention you do this, you also are a stylist.
Yeah.
And so image is your expertise.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
So, when you are styling people, what are some of the most concerns or praises that you, the concerns when you start and the praises afterwards with your clients? Let's just start with the concerns, because I know some people go with stylists because they just don't know. I guess my question is, as a stylist, what do you find that most people are insecure about?
I wouldn't really. So being comfortable in their own skin, for one, and two, they're afraid of stepping outside of their comfort zone. So people will ask you to style them, but they don't want you to go too far. So I try my best to think of ways that I can help people to be satisfied and feel great in what they have on and how they look. But at the same time, be creative, but help them to be themselves as well. Because people want you to help them to step outside of themselves, but they don't feel comfortable when you approach that.
Right.
And I'm so gonna...
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so if I'm used to wearing sweats all the time, and then you like, I want to look like a superstar for one night, and then none of this stuff is sweats, then you get a little uncomfortable, you know? But maybe we can give you something that has like the same texture or the same feel, but it's styled up with accessories and things like that.
Now, are some of their concerns of how they'll feel what they have on, or how other people will view them when they step out?
All of those things. How they feel with what they have on, if it's something that they're not used to wearing, how they look in what they have on, and what people are going to say about them, period. Especially if you are switching up your style and going to a different extreme. Then sometimes people wonder how they would feel about it, like, oh, I'm not used to looking like this, or they wonder what others are going to think about it. So sometimes weight and size is an issue, things like that.
So how do you
for
coach
people
them?
Not
you,
me
I know, how do you get them to step out though? Like, because you know me, anytime I ask you to pick an outfit, my legs are going to show. That's what you do. You make things that people try to hide a superpower. That's one of the things. I guess I just answered my own question, but what are other ways, you know, that you get them to step outside the comfort zone?
Well, I, for one, I try to be as transparent and real as possible. So I remind them that they actually told me, help me to get out of my comfort zone. So what are we here for, ladies and gentlemen? And then two, I ask them, what are the parts of your body that you love? Or what do you like? What do you want to stand out? And then we work from there. And then if there's something that they're insecure about, we try different things to help with the insecurity, if it be camouflaging or trying something different, a different look. So for example, if I don't like the fact that my boobs are huge, that's just an example.
Like, I love it.
I want to put different things to tone it down, like from colors to the different fits, to different types of fabric and textures and things like that, just to camouflage it and tone it down a little bit. No, I can't get rid of my boobs. They're gonna always be there. Well, I can, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
overall, they're gonna still be there, so we can do different things to give them a lighter effect, something like that.
Okay, I love that. And so, do you ever have to, like, pretty much, I feel like that job has a little bit of a psychology kind of aspect to it as well.
I would say so. You got to get to know people, get inside kind of their thoughts or what they're thinking about. You got to do assessments. So yes, definitely. So anytime you helping somebody to transform something about them, definitely it will involve psychology.
Yeah, most definitely. And so what would be your, just the quick advice, if you want the full advice, you gotta hire her. What would be a couple of tips of step, like being comfortable with being comfortable with being uncomfortable?
So one, you gotta believe in yourself and understand that the opinions of others, they never matter. They never. Two, maybe one of the things that I started to do was follow people on social media who had a similar shaped body as me, and watching them and watching how they dress themselves and, you know, the different confidence with that. Because you were asking, how can we overcome the like insecurity, right?
So yeah, being comfortable, being uncomfortable, yeah.
Right. And then also walk in it. Just do it. Just do it. Just practice doing things that make you uncomfortable and not giving yourself an excuse to back out. Make it so that you have no choice but to be uncomfortable. And once you truly experience that one time, it gives you the confidence and the strength to be able to do it again.
And that's not just with styling, that's with life.
Anything. Yep.
Yeah, I love that. Sometimes when we say we're comfortable, we're still kind of uncomfortable. Because if you don't like how you are now, or you don't like how things are, that's uncomfortable. So I always never understood where people say, well, I'm in my comfort zone, but your comfort zone is not working for you. So is it actually comfortable?
That makes sense. Maybe you should become uncomfortable with becoming uncomfortable with doing things that don't necessarily make you comfortable.
Right. Because we call it's named a comfort zone, but it's really not comfortable.
Well, it is. It is until it's no longer comfortable.
Yeah, but it's easier to just stay there than to do something that's going to break.
And then that's when you get into complacency.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And then life, one thing about life, you're going to change. I'd rather be in control of that than just letting time pass me by. So I tell people, you're going to change one way or the other. Either you're going to do it willfully, or it's going to just take a monster. It's going to be a monster of its own. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most definitely. So, my love, is there anything that you want to share with us? Any upcoming things or how people can find you?
Well, yes, I got a lot of things to share. I'm going to be doing comedy, like I said, sometime this month. I don't know when, but it will be on a Tuesday evening at Red Star Sports Bar Lounge in Matteson. Also, and that's right off of Lincoln Highway East. Also, I have a music shed. It's going to be called Stormy Vibes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Stormy Night Vibes. And the music shed, it consists of musicians only. So if you're a vocalist or if you play any type of instrument, you would come out and you just vibe out all night. It's like a music cipher, a music shed where everybody just gets to share their gifts, their talents, and just feel free in doing so. A nice positive environment. And that is going to be twice a month, starting the first Thursday of November and the third Thursday of November from 7 to 10. And that's also going to be in Hazelcrest at Lux 175 Events. That's in Hazelcrest. Lux 75, 175 events. And the first and the third Thursdays of the month. $10 plus one drink minimum, non-alcoholic or alcoholic. Depends on what you want. You can get it. It's not a gospel set. It's all genres of music. Just people coming to have fun that are musicians. It's exclusive to musicians right now. What else do I have coming up? I'm an independent contractor, so you can hire me for weddings, funerals, anniversaries, birthdays, bar mitzvahs. You can hire me for any event. If you have a blog or a podcast event, whatever event, I'm willing to sing for it. And you can contact me or see my work on Stormy, S-T-O-R-M-Y, Vocals with an S, Martin, M-A-R-T-I-N, at Stormy Vocals Martin on Instagram. I'm Stormy Martin on YouTube. Those are the two primary places that you can find me. So Stormy Vocals Martin, and I do a host of things, everybody. So on my page, you're going to see me singing. You're going to see me involved in fashion. I'm a fashion blogger. I do natural hair. I didn't do my hair, but shout out to Clarissa who did do it. I do crochets. Locks, dreadlocks. I do my own makeup. You're gonna see a lot of stuff. I'm goofy. I'm silly. So I like to do comedy and I act. So I think that's everything.
I should have asked you, what don't you do?
I don't tap dance. I don't know how to dance anymore. And I don't know how to bake.
You don't know how to bake?
I could make Rice Krispie treats.
That's bacon.
Nah, you don't gotta bake it. And a mean banana pudding, and you don't have to bake that either.
Oh, that's still dessert, though. I love that. But let's talk about that omelet. Now we're off subject. That omelet... She makes one of the, I almost put that on a post, yes, like literally, like she makes the best omelets, but I'm like, I guess you don't do that when you're trying to talk about business. But I was like, the best omelet I've ever had to date is hers. And I've had it more than once. It's not like this was a one, like every time it's on point.
It'd be so funny when my friends get excited about the different things that I cook. It's like, if you were to ask me, what do you cook well? I can't really remember stuff, but it's weird because different friends and different families like different things from me. Mm-hmm. So I have somebody that loves my lasagna, just like you just get through ranting and raving about the omelet. Somebody that loves my chicken chili. I just made chicken and dumplings for the first time for my love yesterday. Not for my first time, but for his first time having my chicken and dumplings. And he was just like, oh my God, it's amazing. And I was like, thank you.
First of all, you already know how to make chicken and dumplings?
Yeah, I've been making it for some years now.
I feel like I need some, like, I might eat it and cry. I'm not going to tell you because I ain't had, my grandma used to make me chicken and dumplings when I was a kid all the time.
Oh, wow.
And I haven't found, my mom refused to make it. And I know she can make it, but she like, oh, that's just so, don't you just want some pot roast? No!
It's so easy. Huh?
It's
easy
to make too. It's easy, but I don't think she just likes to make it. So, the fact that you can make it and I didn't know it, now I'm going to be asking you to make me some chicken and dumplings.
That's what my friend said today. She was like, when did you start making chicken and dumplings? I'm like, I've been making it for over 10 years now. Like...
So basically, it's layers. Yeah. It's just layers to you. Like, I'm still learning you.
I do know how to cook. I'm not Big Mama's cooking. I'm your mama / auntie type cooking.
Like, I'm semi-serious. I put half my foot in there, not the whole. Until you make an omelet, because I'm telling you, y'all, that omelet...
They do be
I think fat. Making omelets is easy, and it's actually not. Like, I tried it.
And I done got super creative with my omelets these days. Mm. We putting all kind of stuff in there.
Yep, sounds like a friend day. Where are you going to go get an omelet and chicken and dumplings? McCombie, put a bag of groceries unannounced.
You can come over anytime and get you some.
I love that.
Omelets are easy to make. I can whip you up an omelet.
Yes, I love it. I'm trying to think of what I want in it. This is so off subject. Sorry.
Yeah, what do you want?
Right.
Let's manifest it.
Let me write that down on my journal.
You want bacon in it? You want bacon?
Yeah, turkey.
Let me see. You like tomatoes?
It's a hit or miss, but I think I like them in an omelet. We got a love-hate relationship.
Spinach?
I do love spinach. We have a love relationship.
Shredded cheese or feta cheese? I like that.
No, I'm in love with cheese. Like, I have a love affair with cheese.
Shredded cheese. You want bell pepper?
Yes. Girl, you've been making in this episode and hop in Uber. Like, I don't know what's happening.
Oh my gosh.
Let me find out people go
contact everything. I got beef bacon. I got beef bacon, but not turkey bacon.
Beef bacon is fire. I didn't know you was up on that. A lot of people don't even know that there's a such thing as beef bacon. Like, what?
It costs $80, but it's good.
It is. Yeah, you're going to have to do some strange things to get it, but when you get it, it's really delicious. We used to get it from a butcher when we lived in Lafayette.
And okay. But
thick, remember Moinoit when they used to have like those thick bacon slabs?
Cuts of bacon, yeah.
Yeah, and you put it in the oven. That's how thick it was. We put it in the oven and that bad boy crisp up. Oh, and it tastes like pork bacon on top of that.
It's delicious.
Oh, to live for. Yes. We need to set a date. We need this almond. I need this almond. I'm manifesting this almond, y'all.
In the name of Jesus. Manifest it. Speak it into existence.
before we get off, I'm gonna ask you this the signature question anyway, even though I've asked you before, but no one ever answers it the same. If you could describe yourself in one word, what would it be and why?
If I could describe myself in one word, what would it be and why? I want to say resilient, but I'm so tired of leaning to that word. Okay. I want to say evolving.
And why?
Evolving. I'm always evolving. Always. It's an evolution, complete evolution until it's done. I have the Tree of Life tattooed in my head, actually, and maybe that was a manifestation. And she's shaped like a woman because I'm forever growing. Even when I make mistakes, I'm growing. And I want to change and always try to be the best me that I can be. In order to do that, you got to evolve and you got to grow and you got to learn.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. I love that. Because once you stop growing, I feel like you don't stop growing till you die. Like I say, you're going to change. You know,
and even then, you change to something else.
Yep. So you're still. So I feel like when I say evolve to your own pace, is like being actually active in your change and in your progression or whatever, versus just letting life just take over or whatever. But yeah, I love that. I love that. I had something on my mind to say and then I forget. Oh well. Is there any word of advice you want to say before we end the episode?
Just be your own kind. Walk in your truth. At the end of the day, you only get one life to live. Live it to the fullest. Live it to the fullest. And don't just exist. Live. Live.
I love that. She's so philosophical. She give life in five words. Like, yes, he is.
It is time.
Right. God is everything. Well, love, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate the time and you giving me the opportunity to be here.
Yes. Thank you for it.
And I enjoyed our conversation and all of our enlightenment.
Yes. You made me cry. So that was a great episode.
That was G-O-D.
However, you all, I know that you got some tidbits in this episode. Once again and always, just be you and don't worry about who accept it or not, like, because your people will always love you no matter what. So don't forget to be kind to yourself and to each other, and until next time, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.